Hello?
Hi there. Good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Okay, let me get set up. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we are calling on your cell phone, so we would like to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Yes.
18 plus, and I am a voter.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
70.
Okay, thank you. Gotta type that one in, okay? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, yes, I'm going to vote because my ancestor died so we could have the right to vote.
Okay. Would that be definitely or probably?
I am going to vote.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10, thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10 extremely motivated, in your own words?
Because I am an African American. My ancestors died so that we can have the right to vote, and
okay.
Not only whoever else gave us that right to vote.
Thank you. I'm just writing it down. Give me a minute, please. Is there anything else that you would like to add on your response? I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am very satisfied because we're going to have a female president.
Okay.
Things are going to get better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
And would that be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Well, it will get better.
Okay. Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. I'll read them out to you, okay? The first one, making college more affordable and canceling student debt. Would that be 0, not important at all? 5, somewhat important. 10, most important. But you can also choose a number between 0 and 10.
It's 10.
Okay. Now, investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents. Would that be not important at all? Somewhat important. Most important.
Most important.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. Would that be not important at all? Somewhat important? Most important.
Most important.
Thank you. Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools. Would that be not important at all? Somewhat important? Most important.
Important. Most important.
Okay. Passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Would that be not important at all? Somewhat important. Most important.
Most important.
Thank you. Strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing. Would that be not important at all? Somewhat important. Most important.
Most important.
Okay. Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways. Would that be not important at all? Somewhat important. Most important.
Most important.
Thank you. In thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. I'm going to read them out to you, okay? The first one is tackling inflation and improving the economy. 2, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. 3, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. 4, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. 5, stopping reproductive rights and women's equity from being rolled back. 6, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. 7, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. You can choose up to 2.
Making it the female president.
Bringing new in leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Okay.
Yes. And and what was that one about?
Yes.
Would
you like me to read a few?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first one was tackling inflation and improving the economy.
Yes.
2,
inflation.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, and on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Number 1, Republicans in Congress. From 0 to 100, what would you give that Republicans in Congress?
The What does 100 stand for?
The 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
No. What about the crook?
Yes. How do you feel towards that person? Are you 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
For 0. 0.
Okay. Joe Biden. It's the same scores from 0 to 100.
Someone
you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and
wants to
100. Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 100. Okay. Kamala Harris.
Get my life back.
100.
Okay. Michelle Obama.
That's my girl. 100.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
I need to drive over there.
0.
Okay. Jill Stein.
The treatment I now have called.
Jill Stein. Who is Jill Stein? Are they Republican or Democrat?
It doesn't say, but it could be from 0 to 100, which means 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable or no opinion at all.
0.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know that it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and candidates were independent, Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
No, I'm not undecided. Kamala Harris is who I would vote for. I am going to vote for.
Kamala Harris? Okay.
Yes.
And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic.
Thank you. We're almost done, okay? Thank you for your patience. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. Okay? I'll read them out to you. There's three statements. The first statement, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Would that be strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. Would that be strongly agree, somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. Would that be strongly agree? Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. I'll read them out to you. Okay. racial inequality and fighting the threat to policies that address it. Would that be Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, or Trump somewhat better, Trump much better?
Harris much better.
Thank you. Next one, increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you. Would that be Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Harris much better.
Thank you. Rising crime and violence. Would that be Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better?
Harris much better.
Thank you. Mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illnesses. Would that be Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better?
Harris much better.
Thank you. Tackling inflation and growing the economy. Would that be Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better?
Harris much better.
Thank you. Okay. Next, I am going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. Now, the first one is, the first statement, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and the future of our children. It's threatening all of the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights and diversity policies that help us address the impact of racism in this country. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities in future. Now, that will be from 0 to 10, which 0 is not at all convincing reason, 5, somewhat convincing reason, 10, very convincing reason.
10.
Okay. Next, our country has gone through so much in the last few years. Our rights are being rolled back. Racial discrimination and division is on the rise, and political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas erotic, and for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for a change now. With that, from 0 to 10, 0, not at all convincing reason, 5, somewhat convincing reason, 10, very convincing reason.
10.
Thank you. The third statement, while corporations are raking in record profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by. And instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price crunching to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporations' special interests who finance their campaigns. It's time we use our political power to demand that politicians trying to get our votes put forward a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead. Would that be from 0 to 10, not 0, not at all convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, 10, very convincing reason?
10.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We're almost done, I promise. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. I am going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Number one, TikTok. Is that yes or no?
No.
Okay. YouTube, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Instagram, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Twitter, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate master's, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Master's.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I'll say urban.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals on an average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Well, I go to church every Sunday.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired or disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
I'm retired.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. I highly appreciate it. Thank you for being so patient. You have a wonderful evening, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.